Iwo Jima. World War II Veterans Remember the Greatest Battle of the Pacific. By Larry Smith. Narrated by Dick Hill. Copyright 2008 by Larry Smith. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Larry Smith and Scoville Cheechack Galen Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. They're all in their 80s now. They have had occupations, sweethearts, wives, children, even great-grandchildren. But once they stood trembling, hearts pounding, laden with weapons, ammunition, and assault packs, as the Amtraks and Higgins boats careened over sickening waves toward the black sands of Iwo Jima. They are survivors of one of the great battles of history, the campaign to conquer a small island in the far Pacific. Most were 18 or 19 years old when the boats dropped them off at the surf's edge. They were teenagers, charging up those horrible, ashy, slippery beaches into a torrent of artillery, mortar, and machine-gun fire, with death and destruction all around them. Hundreds surrendered their lives on the spot, while those who were to survive struggled frantically to get off the beach. They were kids. They are old now. They are dying by the hundreds, age taking them instead of bullets or shrapnel. Yet thousands hold purple hearts, the decoration of the wounded. 22 of them tell their stories in this book. February 19, 1945, dawned bleak but manageable. That morning, nearly 800 vessels, ranging from battleships, cruisers, and destroyers to transports and LSTs, landing ship tanks, lay offshore. Aboard the transports were 70,000 Marines from 3 divisions, charged with conquering 8 square miles defended by 22,000 Japanese soldiers fighting out of caves, bunkers, and tunnels. The Japanese knew the Americans were coming, and the Emperor personally had sent the brilliant General Tadamichi Kurabayashi to defend Iwo Jima. Implicit in the order was a fight to the death. The General arrived in June 1944, 8 months prior to the invasion. Iwo Jima means Sulphur Island, and the Japanese had carved an extensive network of mining tunnels that ran in all directions. Kurabayashi had his own soldiers work alongside Korean laborers to widen, deepen, and extend the sandstone tunnels so that there were more than 16 miles of passageways. Some of the tunnels ran 3 stories underground. The island is volcanic, and the heat must have been dreadful. Early that morning, the amphibious craft, Amtraks and Higgins boats, embarked from a fleet of 43 transport ships. The fleet was a floating city, serving 50,000 meals of steak and eggs to Marines about to go ashore. The 5th Marine Division had trained more than a year for this battle alone. Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz was in overall charge in the Pacific. Admiral Ray Spruance was in command of the 5th Fleet. Under him was Admiral Kelly Turner, the commander of the 5th Amphibious Corps. General Harry Schmidt was in command of the landing force. Superfluous in the command structure, but superior to Schmidt, was General Holland Howling Mad Smith. Planning for the battle had been underway for more than a year. The Marines were on the ground, the Japanese were in the ground, and they were ready for the siege. Each man was told to fight to the death, but not before taking at least 10 Marines with him. They survived on 1/2 cup of water daily and a handful of rice, yet they held out for 36 days. The last 5 days, they had neither food nor water. On the first day alone, the Marines suffered 2,420 casualties, including more than 500 killed. Before the campaign was over, 13 of 24 battalion commanders fell, while 15 doctors were killed, along with 195 Navy corpsmen, who were medics on the battlefields. In those 36 days, 28,000 Marines and soldiers, American and Japanese, were killed, and 16,000 were wounded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?